Some political strategists believe that the race for the White House will be decided in the nation's most sparsely populated places. 80% of the landscape is made up of rural towns and counties. 55 million people live in them. That is a dispersed but potent political force, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The day after the New Hampshire primary, Democratic hopefuls flew south and west to big cities mostly. But in Durant, Oklahoma, population 14,000, cattle ranchers, peanut farmers, factory workers, and students crammed a university ballroom to hear this incredible boast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the road to the White House goes right through Durant, Oklahoma.
Which was followed by this introduction.
And it is my very high honor, my very great privilege to introduce to you the next President of the United States, Senator John Edwards!
North Carolina's John Edwards waded into the Oklahoma crowd, the music building, cameras flashing, arms reaching out. It seemed like the return of the prodigal son.
What a great turnout! And I am happy to be back in Durant, happy to be on my 13th trip back to the state of Oklahoma.
Those who missed the two trips to Durant might see the image ads on TV, showing Edwards in front of his small boyhood home in rural South Carolina.
And I approve this message because I believe that when you remember where you came from, you'll always know where you're going and what you need to fight for.
Now, Edwards isn't the only candidate visiting rural places. Joe Lieberman stopped in McAllister up the road. But nobody else touts rural roots and values. And that's key to the Edwards effort, says Oklahoma campaign director Ward Curtin.
Democrats maintain a majority in registration, but they are classic swing voters. They will cross over and vote Republican. If they don't feel that a candidate shares their values, things like faith, family, community, hard work. So it's important in an election in Oklahoma, and we think nationwide, to be able to connect on a values level.
This is no simple task nationally because most rural voters are Republican and conservative on social issues like gun control, abortion, gay rights, and school prayer. That's what polling of rural voters finds, according to Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg.
They tend to be more religious than other voters, more traditional, more patriotic, more tied to their church communities, and all that is associated with being more conservative on a broad range of social issues. They're also more anti-government. Both of those things together have the effect of pushing rural voters, again, away from Democrats.
But rural voters have the same concerns as other voters on general issues, including jobs and the economy. Greenberg says the economic angst gives Democrats an opening.
The decline of manufacturing jobs in states like North and South Carolina have had a huge impact on rural areas. And this is a group of voters who are quite anti-corporate, quite angry about the sort of corporate scandals, but also the kind of corporate disloyalty to workers. And so it's a group that's quite economically populist and quite angry.
So rural imagery and issues can pave the way for other messages that might be appealing. According to Bruce Johnson, a political scientist at Southeastern Oklahoma State University in Durant.
I think that does attract attention so people stop and listen a bit more closely. Other issues are more paramount or more important, but it does come into play. It is part of the mix. And so if everything else is equal, I think people probably would opt for someone with a similar small town or rural background.
That certainly caught the attention of retired welder Jerry Gilbert, who arrived early in Durant Wednesday to hear John Edwards speak.
He talks about real issues. He talks about the things that we like to hear him talk about, you know. He's had work all his life, which I have too. He's brought up the hard way, which I was. He's just my kind of man, you know.
Republicans are thinking rural too, especially given the closeness of the last presidential election when George Bush dominated rural counties. Bill Greener is a Republican political consultant.
If you look at the key states, Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, they're all states with sizable percentage of the votes that would be categorized as rural in nature. Any candidate that intends to prevail in the presidential election in 2004 needs to appeal, and I think George Bush will appeal, to rural Americans as rural Americans.
What's not clear is whether this rural focus in the campaign will lead to more meaningful rural policy for places like Durant, Oklahoma. Howard Berkus, NPR News.